Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Are you ready to learn with us today?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. I am always ready to learn. Today's topic is small talk.
Today's title is Mailing Letters and Cards. Mailing Letters and Cards. Peter, have you sent out your Christmas cards yet?
No, not yet. I don't usually send out a lot of Christmas cards, but I will send a few.
Well, you better do it soon, Peter. Christmas is just 1 week away. But actually, maybe it's a good thing you haven't sent them yet. Today's lesson might help you. Let's get started with our Read It.
Tina is writing her Christmas cards today. Alex can mail them for her. He is going to the music store near the post office. Alex looks at the cards. One card's address is not correct. The zip code is missing. The card needs a zip code on the envelope, or the post office can't deliver it.
Many people use Christmas as a time to send cards and letters to people they love, but who they don't see or talk to much during the year.
Yes, I know some people write a yearly update letter. In this letter, they explain what happened to them that year. They often include a picture of themselves and their family, and then a personal note.
Yes, I really like that. I live far away from my uncles and aunts. I care about them, but I don't see them often. So it's nice to know what's happening in their lives.
Well, let's find out what we're learning about today. Let's look at those keywords with Christina.
Hello, 今天 Tina 写了好多的圣诞卡。Alex 说他可以帮忙去寄卡片。Alex can mail them for her.动词寄送就是 mail， 因为 Alex 等一下要去 music store， 所以可以顺便帮 Tina 寄。名词 music 是音乐，所以卖唱片和音乐 CD 的地方就是 music store。He is going to the music store now。Alex 发现 Tina 的卡片中有一张信封上的地址写得不正确，他说 the address isn't correct。形容词 correct 就是正确的。结果是邮地区号没写。Alex 说信封上需要写邮地区号。You need a zip code on the envelope. 信封就是 envelope. 要不然邮局没有办法帮你寄送卡片哦。The post office can't deliver the card. 动词 deliver 就是投递或寄送。
What are you doing, Tina?
Hi, Alex. I'm writing Christmas cards. This is my last one.
Then you can mail them soon.
Yes, I can take them to the post office after work.
I can take them for you now. I am going to the music store near the post office.
Great! Thank you so much!
So, Pauline, what about you? Are you finished writing all your Christmas cards?
Yes, most of them. I finished writing the ones for people who live far away. I mailed those already. I'll give Christmas cards to our coworkers, too, but I haven't written those.
Well, you won't have to mail those cards, so you still have time. How many Christmas cards did you write?
Oh, good question. I don't know, maybe 20 or 30?
30? Wow, that's a lot, Pauline.
I guess, but I have a lot of friends and family who live far away. I want them to know I care, even though I don't see them very often.
That makes sense. And you aren't the only one who likes to send a lot of Christmas cards. Tina wrote a bunch of cards for her friends and family, too.
That's right. She was writing Christmas cards at work today. She just finished the last one.
Right. This is my last one, she says.
Oh, yes. This is my last one. That's today's
calendar phrase. This is my last one.
This is my last one.
这是我最后一个。
Finally, this is my last one.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm writing letters. This is my last one.
Oh, how many letters are you writing?
26. This is my last one.
Ooh.
Done.
Oh, can I read the letter?
Yes. Letter Z.
Letter Z. Very funny. Writing letters.
This is my last one.
This is my last one.
这是我最后一个。
That was a fun calendar phrase. I forgot that the word letter can mean two things. A letter of the alphabet like A, B, C, D, but also letters we are also getting like messages you write people. That's what we were talking about today.
How does a letter usually start, Peter?
Well, usually start a letter with the word dear and then the person's name. For example, dear Pauline or dear Susie. Then you write the message.
Right, for example, dear Peter, Merry Christmas. I'm glad we work together. I hope you enjoy the holiday.
Then you end the letter with a closing word or phrase and your name. When I write my family, I end the letter with love, Peter.
I'll end my message with the word sincerely. Sincerely, Pauline. There, I finished. And I don't need to mail this one. There you go, Peter. Happy, Merry Christmas.
Wow, thank you, and happy holidays. Thanks, Pauline. I'm sorry I didn't write you one.
That's okay. Let's talk more about Tina. Tina wrote some Christmas cards, too. But they aren't for her coworkers, so she needs to mail the cards.
We're using that word mail a lot today. Let's go to Christina to learn more about it.
Tina 写了很多圣诞卡，马上要写完了，所以 Alex 说 ，You can mail them soon. 你很快就可以去寄了。这里的 mail 是动词邮寄的意思。我们可以说 ，I mailed them this morning. 我今天早上把他们寄出去了。I plan to mail them later. 我打算稍后去寄。其实 mail 也常常当名词用，它是邮件的总称。多半是不可数名词，包括明信片、卡片、书信、包裹，都可以叫做 mail。可以说 ，Let me get the mail for you， 或者 We don't have any mail today。这是 mail 当名词的用法。
Thanks, Christina. Alex offers to mail the cards for Tina because he's going by the post office after work.
Right. He says, "I can take care of them for you now."If you want to help someone, you can use sentences like this one. Let's practice it some more with Rebecca.
Hey, everyone! Yes, it's grammar point time. I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment. Well, if you want to say that you can do something now, you can use this grammar point. For example, I can buy them for you now.Or, I can write the letter for you now. Well, right now, it's up to you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Friends, try making some sentences like this one during the break. Then we'll be back to learn some more together. Don't go away.
Let's talk.English, 10 minutes every day, that's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. When do you send cards or letters to people? Do you like getting cards from friends?
I think everyone enjoys getting cards from their friends. Most of the messages we share between friends are on our phones or online. But a card or a letter that you get, you can hold it, you can feel it, is very special.
I agree. All right, friends, here's Conversation B. Let's watch together. Here are all the cards, Alex. Thanks for taking them to the post office.
Okay. Wait. Look at this one. This address isn't correct. Something is missing.
Something is missing? Let me see. Oh, there's no zip code on this one.
Yes, you need a zip code on the envelope, or the post office can't deliver the card.
So Alex is going to take the cards to the post office for Tina. But why is Alex going to the post office?
Well, he wasn't planning to go to the post office. He is going to the music store after work. The music store is near the post office. So Alex offered to take Tina's mail to the post office for her.
Oh, I see. That's very thoughtful of him. I'm sure that Tina's thankful for his help.
She is. But when Tina gives Alex the cards, Alex sees a problem with one of the addresses. He says the address isn't correct.
Correct means right. Alex says the address isn't correct. It isn't right. But how does Alex know that the address is wrong? Does he know the person Tina is sending the card to?
No, I don't think so. But he sees that something is missing.
Oh, okay. What is missing? Did she forget to write the name of the person she's sending it to?
No, she remembered that.
Okay, did she forget to write the street name?
No, she got that too.
Oh, so she forgot to write the name of the city or state?
No, Pauline. She wrote all of that.
Then what is missing?
The zip code. Every neighborhood in the United States has a special number. That's the zip code. This could be 5 or 9 numbers that you write after the name of the city and the state. They help post office workers deliver the mail to the right place.
Oh, right. That is important. You need a zip code on an envelope, or the post office can't deliver the card.
That's right. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this. Christina?
信封上一定要写邮递区号，不然邮局就没有办法帮你寄送。Or the post office can't deliver the card. 请你看看句首的 or。我们一般把连接词 or 当作或者的意思。比如 ,do you want coffee or tea? 或者 ,we can take the bus or a taxi. 我们可以搭公车或是计程车。但是今天的 or the post office can't deliver the card。这里的 or 是否则要不然的意思。我们来看看例句。你赶快叫他起床吧。Or he won't catch the bus. 不然他会赶不上巴士。或者请给我你的护照号码。Or I can't book your plane ticket. 不然我就不能帮你订机票。
So, do all countries use zip codes?Or is this something we only use in the United States?
Well, not all countries use zip codes. When I lived in Costa Rica, we didn't use zip codes. But the United States is not the only country that uses zip codes.
Well, I guess Canada probably uses zip codes, right?
Yes. And I read that England and Ireland use zip codes too. Friends, what about you? Does your country use zip codes?
When is the last time you wrote a card? Who did you write it to? And why? Write your answers down or talk to a friend with these questions. Then you can practice at home that way.
That's right. It's always important to practice what we learn on the show. We hope you find ways to use these words that we are learning together. And of course, we always try to help by reviewing them together. So let's go ahead and do that now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Mail. Mail. Please mail this letter.
Music. Music. I listen to music.
Correct. Correct. Is this the correct address?
Envelope. Envelope. Put the card in this envelope.
Deliver. Deliver. Please deliver this letter to Sam. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those key words at home. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time. We can watch it together.
What are you doing, Tina?
Hi, Alex. I'm writing Christmas cards. This is my last one.
Then you can mail them soon.
Yes, I can take them to the post office after work.
I can take them for you now. I am going to the music store near the post office.
Great! Thank you so much. Here are all the cards, Alex. Thanks for taking them to the post office.
Okay. Wait. Look at this one. This address isn't correct. Something is missing.
Something is missing? Let me see. Oh, there's no zip code on this one.
Yes, you need a zip code on the envelope, or the post office can't deliver the card.
Pauline, I have a game for us to play. Do you want to play?
Of course. I'm always happy to play a game, and our friends will play too.
Great. It's easy. I will say a sentence, and you tell me if it's correct or not.
Okay, that is easy.
Okay. I have a card here.
Okay.
No, that was the sentence. I have a card here. Is that correct?
Okay, yes, correct.
No, I have an envelope. Not a card.
But isn't there a card inside?
No. I haven't written the card yet.
Okay. 1 point for you. What's the next sentence?
This is the address.
Sure, yes. Correct.
Okay. And then this is the zip code.
On the second line? No. That's the house number, Peter. The zip code is down here.
Okay, I can't fool you, Pauline, but next time I'm going to use a Chinese address.
Oh, I wouldn't do very good at that. Well, I don't think that would be fair. This is an English show.
Yeah, but I think you need to know both. They are both very important.
Well, maybe next time. Friends, we hope you enjoyed practicing some of our key words together. It's always good to practice, and it's always fun to chat. So, now, let's go and enjoy a jungle chit-chat. Here's James and Ginger.
Look, James, I wrote a Christmas card.
That's nice.
Yes, it's ready to mail.
Great. Is the address correct?
Yes.
Did you remember the zip code?
Yes.
Did you remember the stamp?
Yes. So, can you mail it for me, please?
Sure. I'm going to the music store.
James, you can't mail letters at the music store.
I know, but the post office is near the music store.
Ooh, okay. Please mail my card.
Okay. Hey, this card is for me.
I know. I hope you're surprised when the post office delivers it.
But, Ginger...
Okay, friends, it's Monday. You know what that means. It's time to answer some questions. Here's your first question. Where is the music store? Where is the music store?
You can find the answer in conversation A. It is near the post office. Here is question number 2. What is your address? Tell someone. What is your address? Tell someone. Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
What is my address? You know, I remember learning how to answer this question when I was in kindergarten. I still remember my address back then. It was 643 Woodrow Road, Arcadia, California, 91006. That was my address back then, and that was the first one I had to memorize. What's your address?
What is my address? Well, it's important to know how to say your address, but I'm rarely home. That is, I'm not home that often. I'm always traveling, telling people super sentences. However, my address is 5438 Super Sentence Street. It's somewhere between Sesame Street and the North Pole where Santa Claus lives. However, I'm not there that often. I like to come here in the evenings to talk to my friend Albert.
What is my address? Well, I've moved a lot, so I've had a lot of different addresses. When I first moved to the United States, I lived in New York. I wonder if I still remember that address. Let's see. I think it was 222 Main Street, apartment 3, Albany, New York, and the zip code was 12202.
What's my address? Oh, let's see. Oh, I remember. 3838 Banana Tree Lane. Yeah, that's it. And it's in this city, right down the street, somewhere. Well, I don't know my real address, but I can find my home. I just go down the street, turn left, go right, stop at the light, climb a tree. Yeah.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. We enjoyed learning with you, and we hope you learned a lot today. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.